Hey, football fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome in. It is Old School, brought to you by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredient Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 84th and Pioneers, 30th and Yankee Hill here in Lincoln. I'm Austin Norman with you for the next hour before Jay Foreman gets in. Then we'll go for an hour ahead of the Corner Three and high school basketball on the air tonight. It's a Friday night. That means high school hoops. I know Nick will be on the call. Maybe a little conflict of interest for our own Jay Foreman. Curious to see what the decision is on that one. Either way, Jay will be in studio with me for hour two of Old School. So until then, it's you, it's me hanging out on your drive home. Hopefully you're off work, you're headed home. O Street's starting to pick up with a little bit more traffic, whether you're on your way home or whether you're sitting in the cubicle last 48 minutes of work for the week for you. Glad you're here. Glad you're along for the ride. Lots to get to. I know Jay's going to want to talk about the NIL and Title IX stuff, so we'll save some of those big picture discussions for him. But if you haven't had a chance to sound off on Husker men's basketball or Husker women's basketball, now's your chance, right? We got some time. Let's talk through it. 402-464-5685. That is our Sartor Hamann Jewelers text line. Really appreciate them. They are just one block down from us here in Lincoln over at 12th and O Street. Go check them out for all your jewelry needs. Big event, little event, big occasion, little occasion, whatever it is, you know our friends at Sartor Hamann Jewelers will treat you right. Again, 402-464-5685 if you've got thoughts, or go ahead and drop a comment on stream, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter up and running for you. We were not able to get to this during On the Block. We had a lot of other big picture discussions going on, so I definitely want to go back to some of those texts about Husker basketball, and if you have any thoughts, again, send them in here. So 0508, hope you're still listening. He says, crazy statement. Sam Hoiberg has made a significant improvement from last year. I asked him to explain because I didn't necessarily see it. 0508 says, I would say last year he would have an occasional high energy play. From my perspective, it seems he's more consistently getting steals, rebounds, and making passes and getting much smarter shooting the basketball. You'd also have to imagine his 3-point percentage is better this year and getting more minutes than last year. So let's just go to the basic stats before we get to the eye test here. Sam Hoiberg right now has played in all 17 games that Nebraska's played in. He's played 323 minutes, so that breaks out to just a tick under 20 minutes a game. In fact, I might be right at 19, but my math is failing me. So 19, 20 minutes per game for Sam Hoiberg. He's on the floor about half the time. In those 17 games, he's taken 38 shots, made 19 of them. He is 6 of 15 from 3, which is a big step up from last year when he was just 15 of 49. some of the other stuff going on here. Sam Hoiberg has 29 assists to his name this year compared to 16 turnovers. He's also pulled down 37 rebounds. So stats would tell you, yep, Sam Hoiberg has probably improved a little bit across the board, maybe taken a few less shots on offense on a per game basis, but he's being more efficient with them. And that to me is really the goal of Sam Hoiberg on offense. If he gets a kick out, knock it down. If he gets a layup in transition off a steal, go coast to coast, take it home, put it down. That's all fine. Sam Hoiberg is not necessarily an offensive engine for this team, because when he tries to be, that's when Nebraska gets in a little bit of trouble. I would be curious to go back and track the turnovers from Sam, because just anecdotally, it kind of feels like teams are daring him to drive. Sam has a really good first step. He is incredibly decisive and can get past his man when they have a bad closeout on him. He does a really good job of getting into the paint, and Nebraska is taught to play off 2 feet, and Sam does a great job of that. Problem is, Sam is listed at 6 foot tall, and when you drive into the trees like that, when they want you to drive, that's where I think a lot of his turnovers have come. I would like to see Sam be a little more aggressive shooting the basketball, because when he gets into the trees, he's not necessarily looking to score. It's been tough for him to find angles consistently to score. I haven't seen nearly as many reverse layups from him. Again, it's great that he's getting into the paint and he's trying to distribute and kick out to others, but Sam isn't always on the court with a bunch of knockdown shooters and the floor spread where he can make these quick decisions and keep the offense moving. It feels to me like Sam is being baited into driving into the lane, and then when he plays off at 2 feet, again, like he's coached, teams know that, so they swarm him. They can get hands up, they can get in passing lanes, and it's just kind of been hard for him to make some decisions there. So offensively, kind of a mixed bag, I would say. Overall, shooting numbers are better. Decision-making, I'm curious to see. Defensively, that's an interesting one. It's still so much easier to judge offense than it is defense, really, regardless of the sport you're playing. I don't know if I would say Sam has made more splash plays this year than last year, that we're seeing more of them show up on film, because Sam's the same guy he's always been, right? He's a hard worker. He's consistent. He's jumping passing lanes. He's pressuring the ball. He's communicating. He's rotating. He's flying around. He's diving out of bounds to save loose balls. Sam's just playing basketball like Sam Hoiberg. And I respect that about the young man. I really do. Despite, you know, other guys maybe being up and down, coming and going, I think Sam's been the same guy his entire time at Nebraska, doing exactly what he's asked to do for the most part. Now, I think you can point to some moments with Sam Hoiberg, but to me, the best stretch of Sam's career will always be at the end of that 2022-23 season, where he was the catalyst in a lot of ways. On the defensive end, hit some timely open shots as Nebraska went 6 of 8 to end the year to get back to a .500 record. So I don't know if this is the best basketball Sam is playing. I think he's still the same player, and the results and the stat sheet are probably about what they've been the last couple of years of his career. But there's a spot on a Big Ten roster for a guy like Sam Hoiberg and what he provides Nebraska. I wouldn't necessarily say he looks slower. I don't know if I would agree with that. Again, I think Sam is who he is. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think the more you ask Sam to do, the more you put on his shoulders, the worse it is. I think Sam's that guy that can play heavy minutes because he's a dog. He's got that in him. He's going to compete. But I do think eventually game plan catches up to him. And if Sam's going to continue shooting 40% from three, even if he shoots 37% on higher volume, I'd like to see that, you know, maybe prevent a few turnovers, knock down a few more threes. And that wouldn't be selfish, right? I'm not saying Sam Hoiberg needs to go hunt shots, but I'm saying with the paint collapse, or if Sam has enough space to get a shot off, it might be better for him to take an open three instead of drive the paint. So no major complaints with what Nebraska is getting from Sam Hoiberg in 2024-25 for me. 1508. Is Nebraska the same team as last year? We just don't have Tominaga to bail the team out this year. No, Nebraska is not the same team as last year. And Strick and I got into this a little bit. And it's one of the major conundrums with Nebraska men's basketball. The reason that Nebraska is not the same team as last year is because they don't have one of the best shot creators in the country in Keisei Tominaga. I mean, Keisei Tominaga hit so many bad shots, so many contested shots that absolutely bailed Nebraska out a number of times. But Keisei also created a lot of open shots, and open is a much more relative term to him than it is for a lot of the guys on the roster. Keisei could create his own looks a whole lot easier than a lot of these guys on the team this year. So losing Keisei Tominaga is a big blow. But I do still think that the biggest differentiator for Nebraska is the injury to Rink Mast. I really believe that that was Nebraska's advantage over other teams in the Big Ten, is having a five-man who can stretch out on the perimeter, is pretty comfortable handling, meaning that you saw Point Rink at times last year. You saw him used as the hub for a lot of Nebraska's offense because he was such a good passer for a big man. Could step out and shoot the three, could take a bigger, slower postman off the dribble, could post a smaller wing defender up with a mismatch and go to work down low. And that, to me, is the identity.
Hey, football fans. BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride, prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good. All 100% free.
What if I had 3 jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live. Must start and file in app by 2/18.
See that Nebraska is going for, and they don't have him on this year's team. I mean, yes, he's on the team, but he's not available as he recovers from his offseason knee surgery. So Nebraska is not the same teams in terms of the personnel, but Nebraska is playing the same way in terms of the style. Now, they're not asking Braxton Mia or Andrew Morgan or Bearcat Buitengel to play the position the exact same way that Rink Mast did, right? There are certainly tweaks in the offense. It's not the same. It's putting a lot more pressure on Bryce Williams to create, where he's okay at it. He's getting better at it, but it's still maybe not his biggest strong suit. Raleigh Wooster. I've been, high on Raleigh throughout the year. I think he's doing exactly what you brought him in here to do. I don't know how much more Raleigh Wooster can elevate his game. I think he is what he is at this point. He's been exactly as advertised. Juwan Gary is asked to shoulder a heavier offensive load for this team than he would be if he were, say, still a member of the Alabama Crimson Tide. I think Juwan's being asked to do more than he's maybe comfortable with on a consistent basis. I mean, that's a guy that had 20 points after like 22, 23 minutes of game time and then didn't score again the rest of the game. It comes and goes. I think that Nebraska's defensive style is the exact same as it has been for the last couple years. That is to their credit and to their detriment, right? And Nebraska is going to die how it lives. It's going to live how it dies. We had this conversation a little bit, but I think it's worthwhile to bring up. I was wrong when Nebraska went to Creighton, right? I thought Nebraska could have gone to the game plan where they either let Kalkbrenner eat, get his, or they do everything to take Kalkbrenner away and make other guys beat him. That's what Nebraska did. He had a pretty big game from Pop Isaacs before he goes down. Jemiah Neal was okay. And then, you know, the stretch fours for Creighton didn't hit. The wings didn't necessarily hit. Ashworth was okay, hit a couple big ones, but it was a little bit too little too late for the Jays. And again, Creighton shot terribly from three that game. Isaac Trotter brought it up with us during On the Block. In Nebraska's five losses, the opponents have shot better than 39% from three. In Nebraska's 12 wins, it's been worse than 39% from three, right? That right there tells you a lot about what you need to know about this team. And I was talking with some other people offline trying to get ready for the show and get my thoughts together on this. And someone sent a quote from, it was Randy Bennett, funny enough, actually after the St. Mary's game. Here's what Randy Bennett said in his post-game presser about Nebraska. They're going to trap the post every time. When you drive baseline, they're going to rotate hard. And so long as you keep it simple, we say just, hey, hit single. So I was saying, just make this simple pass, get it out of there and move it. Then you'll get another. They'll get it. They'll get themselves in positions where their five is closing out on our one or their four is closing out on our two. So that's what I attribute it, St. Mary's good shots, to, is we'll get them in rotations right off that first one. Fred Hoiberg didn't address that quote specifically, but in a roundabout way brought it up last night as well. He says that if Nebraska is going to continue its strategy of doubling as soon as there is a post entry, it's got to force a different reaction. Last night against Rutgers, previous game against Purdue, previous game against Iowa, it forced some bad rotations, some long closeouts, and they looked even longer than they might have been because those passes were able to be made on a line. If you're going to be a defense that traps, you have to be not only active, not only communicative, but you have to be disruptive. And disruption can take the form of getting steals, of getting tips, of getting deflections. That's one way. Or the other way you disrupt is you throw off the timing. You force that pass, and this is what Fred Hoiberg specifically noted, you force that pass out of the post to be loopy, to have a little bit of an arc to it, not on a straight line, right? You make them throw a curveball instead of a fastball. It throws shooters' rhythm off, and most importantly, it gives your guys time to rotate out to shooters, force either a more contested shot or force them to put the ball on the ground and make a decision. And Nebraska has been taking its chances with that for the better part of the last two or three seasons. When it works, it works. When Nebraska rebounds, it works. When other teams miss shots, it works. But now, the last three games, teams have hit from three against Nebraska, and it doesn't look nearly as good. Yes, Nebraska can be a little cleaner. Yes, Nebraska can always give a little bit more effort, be more locked in on a possession-to-possession basis. But basketball's a make-or-miss game. At the end of the day, it is a make-or-miss game. Teams are making against Nebraska right now. Part of that is shooting luck, right? Maybe teams shot poor against Nebraska and it's catching up to them. Maybe teams are on a heater and they're going to cool back off. But either way, that's great in the big picture. That's great in the long term. Problem is, when you've lost two games in a row, you come back home before you head back all the way out east to Maryland, you got to find a way to win that game. You thought Nebraska had the upperclassmen at home who would take over, win that game late over a couple freshmen. Well, guess what? Youth and talent won out over experience and continuity and veterans last night. Okay, that happens. Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey are really good, but Nebraska didn't necessarily make those guys' lives difficult. Nebraska stuck to its game plan, which again, is to its credit. This is year three of Fred Hoiberg 2.0. We want this program to establish an identity, to figure out what it wants to be known for, to figure out what it's going to do every night consistently, and do it consistently, hold guys to a consistent standard. So that becomes your identity, which gives you something to recruit to. I am not knocking Nebraska for staying in the defense it is, if that's what it wants to do long-term moving forward in the big picture. But in the short term, in the little picture, when you stop looking at the forest and you boil it down to the trees, what happens is some frustration because you don't see, you know, the mythical halftime adjustments like we talk about in football and basketball especially, right? When you don't see that in a game that feels like it's very important, and I'm not saying last night wasn't important, it had big game feel. It was a really good basketball game last night. It was a fun basketball game to watch. Nebraska just came out on the other side. You can still stick to your identity, stick to your guns, have your game plan and be consistent with it, but still provide a second answer to the test. When someone has cracked your code, you have to have a fallback plan in the Big Ten. The coaching is too good. The athletes, I think, are getting better, and especially against guys that are going to go in the top five in this coming NBA draft in Harper and Bailey. You got to have a different answer. You got to have a changeup. Rutgers' first possession of the second half went zone. Nebraska busted it with the lob to Braxton Mia. Okay, you showed it once. It gave Nebraska something to think about. You didn't use it again. But if you're Nebraska, do you have that defensive changeup? Do you have a 1-2-2 press to throw the other team off? Do you have a half-court 1-3-1 like we saw at times under Tim Miles? Can you go 2-3? Can you go matchup zone? Can you go switch everything? Can you go switch nothing? Can you stop doubling the post? Can you identify guys to double in the post where if this guy catches it in this spot, we go? If this other guy catches it there, okay, we'll take our chances with our defender versus this maybe less comfortable mid-post operator. But we didn't see any of that from Nebraska. And that's the tricky balance that I think Fred Hoiberg and his staff are walking right now, is that they're still trying to build that identity on the defensive side. Maybe they want to lean into that, get really good at it, because when it works, it does work for Nebraska. This was a top 10 outfit defensively for Nebraska using that strategy. But when it doesn't work, when it seems like teams have cracked the code, and when you're playing upper-level talent, again, like Harper and Bailey, who won't be the last, you see a really good point guard in Jackson Shellstad coming up soon. You'll see Ace Baldwin. You'll see Kasper's Yakushonis coming up soon, that we just talked with Isaac Trotter about as well. Sometimes you got to provide your guys a different answer, a different solution to a problem, especially when you're at a talent disadvantage across the board, right? Not saying Rutgers was better position by position. Rutgers clearly had the two best players on the floor last night in Harper and Bailey. When you're out-talented, you've got to out-coach. And sometimes you get out-coached, but you can overcome that when you're more talented. Rutgers wins a close one. It hurts for Nebraska men's basketball, and y'all still have plenty of thoughts. Let's take our first break of the show here on Old School. More Nebraska-Rutgers reaction with your questions from the text line when we get back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.